we've got in studio Aaron and Igor from Mr. Floor. And might I say, guys, good seeing you guys again.
Yeah, great to see
you. Great to see you, Ray.
You guys have been doing some work around here.
A little bit.
A little bit. Like, the floors are rocking. These things are, and oh, by the way, we're going to do something right now. We're going to do a go live on Facebook on the Mighty House page. We're going to give this a shot.
Yes, oh, wonderful. So, I've been told I have a face for radio. Perfect.
Yes, and a voice for newspaper.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I know. I have the same thing.
When you've been on the radio for as many years as you.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. Hit live. Go live now. Let's see what happens. 3, 2, 1. And okay. Looks like we're live. There we go.
Keep
and
talking, though.
Can you hear us now?
You have to keep talking.
We
though.
Have to keep talking.
We have to keep talking, not just look at you and your
That's
phone.
Right. So okay. And there's Sherry.
Remember when Dad would bring out the 8mm camera
yes.
and everybody would just stand there and smile.
Right.
Like,
hi, we're
do
here.
Something.
Exactly.
And there's Ben sitting back there. See, there
right.
he is.
Turn your phone Ben. The other way because it's not. It's broadcasting in the opposite.
What's it?
90 degrees off.
I got to go like this?
Yep.
Oh, it doesn't. Okay.
We look like we were staring at our heads.
So there's Igor. Okay, try it one more time.
Hey, guys. I'm waiting for it to rotate now.
Okay. Oh, it's back. There we go.
Now, hang on. You're good.
Yeah. So
you should be good.
There. Now.
There it goes.
You're good?
Yes, you're good now. Stay like that. So you have to broadcast with
don't
your phone
just like that.
Up and down.
Yeah, don't move, but move.
Actually, the video is awesome.
Don't move, but talk.
Yeah, there we go. Cool. All
so
right.
There's about a 20-second delay.
Oh, is there? Okay.
In the video.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So give us a quick rundown on Mr. Floor there, Igor.
Yeah, so Mr. Floor is a family-owned business founded by Felix, my dad, 1987. So we're celebrating our 30th year.
Really?
Wow.
Very, very proud of that fact. Yeah, we've got a great team. We do pretty much all different types of floor coverings, floor refinishing, repairs. So MrFloor.com, 847-674-7500 is our phone number. We'd love to talk to you if you have any questions or need anything.
Well, and here's the thing. Okay, you at the other place we were at,
yeah,
you guys came in every week. We talked all the time about floors and different things going on. You never talk about your showroom that's 5 blocks away.
Yeah, it's like right down the street here now. It's
so,
fantastic.
Why don't you ever talk about that? You've got like this whole diamond sitting there that you don't want to talk about.
Well, we do. Yeah, we definitely want to talk about it. It's a beautiful showroom. We have a lot of different products on display. We really refer to it as an idea center. We have a lot of different colors and textures and just a lot for people to come in and take a look at and take in. But it's a conversation starter. So if you're not sure what you want to do, if you're not sure the direction you want to go in, you come by, we walk the showroom, we have a lot of product on the floor installed,
yeah,
and we rotate products regularly, so we're always trying to keep up with the latest and greatest.
Right.
And it's just a great place to get a conversation started.
So, hey, Robbie?
Are you there? I'm back.
Okay.
Igor, did you know I was gone?
The bowl is clean, right,
yes.
Robbie?
Hey, I was gone for a long time.
She was refilling the bowl.
I said, hey, tell them I'm back.
Yeah, so and I just want to make sure you were there. So here's what happens on Saturdays. If you go there, Saturdays around noon or so.
Oh, see, now he's making it public.
Oh, my gosh. No, it's 1 o'clock.
Oh, you got to be here at 1?
It is awesome.
Yeah.
It's 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Yes, I have to say, the showroom is beautiful. I went with my husband, and he walked in, and he's like, whoa, you can't tell from the outside that you have a gorgeous showroom on the inside.
Yep.
It's amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep.
And plus, the people are sweet.
And Robbie, tell everybody what happens at 1 o'clock.
What happens?
Well, what happens?
Is that okay?
Sure.
Is that okay to tell people?
We'll just have to make it a little, we'll have to order a little more, but that's okay.
Yeah, so,
food?
We have shots with Dad.
We have shots.
Is it wrong?
What kind of shots?
Yeah, they break out the ouzo or something. What is it?
Yeah,
it's
doing
water.
It depends on what you like.
It's not water.
When Robbie came by, it was scotch, but
right.
That's okay.
So yeah,
and then we tried to leave, and your dad was like, hey, by the way, you can't leave yet because we're on our round 2 of shots.
Oh,
I'm like, okay. and we had round two, and it was, you know. Yeah,
we were just, listen, it, Robbie, fabulous. We're just looking to entertain our clients. That, yes. That's really all it is.
So here's the moral of the story. Stop by around noon. Go to the showroom. What's the address?
3828 West Oakton Street in Skokie.
There's a free lunch and shots after lunch.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Restock the bar. Okay, got it. All right.
That's when we signed the deal.
It makes it much easier to make selections that way.
See, Robbie came in, but she left before the third shot.
Yeah, so
third round.
Right.
Yes, I did. Now, can it be only if you mention Robbie and Mighty House?
That's a great idea. That's what we should do. That's going to be the password. So you have to knock on the door.
Yeah.
And then say Robbie sent me.
Okay.
And then you're in.
Nice.
You're in the door.
So if they don't knock on the door and they don't say Robbie sent me, we're not going to let them in?
We will, but they won't partake.
Oh, they're not allowed to do, no eating,
exactly.
No drinking.
I got it.
Okay.
Right. You have to make them have the special password.
That's right.
We'll charge for it.
Yeah.
There you go.
We'll charge for it.
Okay, so you guys have putting in some flooring around the studio and the station here. This stuff's pretty cool. So,
What are they installing other than flooring? Can you be more specific?
Well, yeah. Aaron, go ahead.
We're
doing show and tell on Facebook.
Show and tell, because I was listening earlier and they said that they were going to do this. So I actually brought a piece of the LVP in. This is a luxury vinyl plank. It's actually an engineered because it has a attached acoustical barrier on the back, which is the black part.
Put it right up to the camera there.
I don't know if you can see that.
Show us the edge.
Okay, I'm gonna have Sherry do show and tell.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
So the edge, the black part is
Sherry's
the acoustical.
Vanna.
There you go. The black is the acoustical membrane. Then you have a waterproof core in the middle, and then you have a 20 mil wear layer vinyl on the top, and it's all one piece, and it's a click together, and it is awesome.
This is really good click. Right here. Yeah. This is really sturdy. I've sold materials that are not sturdy like this.
Yeah.
This is not going to, you know, break apart when it's being
It seems to be holding up together, and you just put this in a commercial application. So is it
right? This is
good enough for a floor?
It is a commercially rated product. It's got a 15-year commercial warranty on it. We've got a ton of different colors. We have also stone looks. If you don't want to have a wood look, you can get a stone look in the same thing.
No, I have to tell you.
Can you get a shot at the finished floor?
Okay.
I'm ahead of you. I took a picture and I posted it on Facebook.
So while Ron is doing that, I just want to tell you, I spent the last week in Las Vegas at the Surfaces convention, which is probably the world's biggest convention in terms of floor covering.
Yeah.
And the talk of the town were these LVP and LVT products, so luxury vinyl plank and luxury vinyl tile. And it's unbelievable the looks that you're going to start to see coming to market.
Well, okay, but...
Well,
vinyl's
and my favorite aspect of this is that it's not necessarily cheap, but it can be used below grade.
That's exactly right. Not only that, Rich, but it can also go over slightly uneven surfaces,
right?
Such as what we have in studio.
oh yeah.
You know, and so
slightly.
You know, I'm trying to be polite, yeah. But my point is from a technical standpoint, you know, with an old laminate floor, you'd have to have almost a perfect level,
right,
or perfect flatness, mm-hmm. let's say, right, so that it doesn't teeter totter and you know come apart. This stuff is malleable, so it'll go down over irregular surfaces, and it'll be okay.
Let me tell you.
Is it thick enough where it will not just telegraph, you know, like those bad spots in the floor?
Right.
Like if there was a
it
little ding in the floor. It will not telegraph.
Correct. No. That's what the core helps you with. You know, the actual core gives you that density.
So as a homeowner.
Remember, the original vinyl plank was much thinner, and it looked great when it went down, but a year later it might conform to everything.
Right.
Everything mm-hmm. would show through.
Right.
So as a homeowner with four ancient pets, I have a 22-year-old cat.
You have dinosaurs?
Yes. My cat looks like a dinosaur.
Oh, all right, we got to take a break.
All right, I'll hold the phone.
You guys can stick around?
Absolutely.
Sure. Oh, wait, we're going to stick around here. We're going to go to a break. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Oh, you're a dinosaur.
Here I come to save the day. Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
All right, we're back. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. You can find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some great Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right, there we go. Let's bring everybody back in. There we go. Good. Are you good?
Where were we?
Yeah.
I'm still here.
I was telling you about living with LVP on my first floor and my ancient pets.
Yeah, the thing is, everybody says vinyl. That's the cheap stuff.
That's sheet vinyl comes on a roll. It's the old
linoleum.
Fashion. Linoleum. Yeah.
This is different. This is totally different. It looks very rich.
Why is this better for her with dogs than the vinyl that, you know, of those of us growing up in the 70s think vinyl, well, that was in our kitchens and bathrooms. Right. Well, why is this so much better than that vinyl?
So a couple things. The first thing is the floor we're standing on is what we call a floating floor, right?
Right.
So we're now able to take vinyl and we're able to float it, meaning that it comes with a tongue and groove locking mechanism. We lock it down, we lay it down. If Sherry's dog somehow was able to damage a plank, we can actually pop that plank out, replace it,
right,
and it's done. It's no problem. There's no matching issue. There's no trying to seam a square in like in the olden days.
I saved a box of it.
There you go.
So that I did.
Yeah.
So, but you know, too, then like for remodeling purposes, like say something went wrong with my dishwasher and I needed to replace something, then I'd have a couple extra pieces to replace it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The old time and it's actually still around, but the sheet good material is all glued to the ground, and it's also seamed, and what you see after time passes is those seams start to split and you get bubbles and stuff like that. You'll never see that with this type of product. And the big benefit to this type of product is when you have a home that may have been built a long time ago and have those nasty little tiles that you don't want to touch, you can float right over those types of tiles.
Or
if you still have that sheet vinyl, instead of pulling it up, you just go right over it.
That's exactly what I did.
That's the benefit of floating.
Yeah. And it's virtually waterproof.
It is waterproof.
But it's not clinky.
It's not clinky, no.
You know, when the Pergos first came out, you'd walk on them and you'd hear clink, clink, clink.
That was the biggest turnoff. A lot of clients didn't want it because they heard that click, 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 and especially a lady in high heels. It would resonate throughout the entire room.
I couldn't stand it when I had my high heels on and I'd walk across that. It just drive me crazy. So I just couldn't.
I'm sure it did.
Yeah.
I did not need that visual.
See, once again, there's that visual. You know?
Exactly. there is no hollow sound with this product.
And it also doesn't have, when Pergo first came out, it looked like a photograph of wood.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And this is beautiful. You don't know unless you get right up on it and look down at it. Sometimes I have to reach down and touch to see.
Yeah, so they're now, you're absolutely right, Sherry, and they're now not only high definition photography, something around the 600 or 800 megabytes.
Dots per inch.
Whatever the technical term for it is. But, you know, so I was talking to some of these vendors at the show this past week, and this is what they're talking about, is the photography's gotten so unbelievably good.
Yeah, it's like high-def TV.
It's high-def TV. It's like 4K.
Right.
High-def TV really is what it is, right?
It is.
And then they're able to emboss or deboss, so they're putting texture in it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're right up on it, you cannot tell. You absolutely cannot tell that it's not, you know, real wood.
And it's also, like, not an often repeating pattern. Like, they can take a photograph of a huge, like, maybe, you know, a 10 by 10 or 10 by 20 photograph, and then the pattern doesn't repeat until the next 10 by 10 or 10 by 20.
Yeah, it's not every four planks is the same.
Right. It's amazing.
Yeah. So this really turned out cool and it really looks good. How much of this stuff are you installing versus a traditional wood flooring?
You know, more and more every day.
Really?
Because the applications are so limitless for the product. I mean, you know, if you have a traditional home and you have a plywood subfloor and you want to put in a wood floor, you're still going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the benefits of wood are significant, and you know, we can refinish them, we can stain them, we can do a variety of different things. If you sell your home to me and I just want to change its color and you have a wood floor, I'll come in and refinish it and, you know, put my own spin on it, right? So there's a lot of benefits that way. But in terms of these types of products, as Rich was mentioning earlier, below grade applications, right? So if you have a basement, lower level, crawl space, you know, that you're trying to, you know, sort of beautify or whatever the case is. You put this product in, you're done. I mean, there's really nothing to it.
You don't have to worry about the moisture.
You don't have to worry about the moisture. There's really nothing. It's antimicrobial. There's nothing that can really grow on the surface. It's just one of those things where it gives us a lot more options, whereas we didn't have those options before.
Right. And Robbie?
Yeah.
What's your question?
How much?
Versus regular four. So what?
So it'll be less expensive, but the nicer stuff, like the stuff we're putting in studio right now and the products we generally work with, we kind of cherry pick, and we're very selective about, you know, which products we want to work with. But it can be as expensive as, some wood floors. So
really?
it's you know, if it's done right, and again, you're doing it for a different, you know, sort of purpose. You're using a commercial product, maybe residentially, right? We would use this product residentially. So commercially, 15-year warranty, residentially, lifetime. The stuff will last you forever. So if you pay a little bit more, you're gonna get your money's worth.
Well, and you're not worried about the dog's nails scratching it, or an accident in the house,
We're putting this in basements all the time.
Right. And one other thing that you may not realize too, I mean, this stuff's 3/8 inch thick or less. So you have a lot less problems around the house if you're using it in a remodel application, where you don't have to be cutting door jams, recasing everything. You know, you can't just throw a 3/4 inch thick hardwood floor down and not cause issues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, Rich. Yeah. One other thing I want to mention quickly is a lot of these products, and Aaron was showing, and we have it on the live feed from Facebook now, the padding that's underneath it. Well, the padding serves a couple of functions, one of which is it's an acoustical padding. So a lot of work that we do in high-rise buildings, there's a requirement to be acoustically insulated. So one thing that I was discussing with a lot of the vendors at the convention was, you know, are there acoustical ratings for these floors? And there are, and they're exceeding, not only beating, but actually exceeding a lot of the required acoustical sound deadening levels. So to Rich's point, in a high-rise building where I'm dealing with metal door jams, I can put in a 3/8 inch thick product and be acoustically rated, and it's a great floor, and I'm going under those door jams, and we're golden.
Right, and you don't have to worry about cutting down a steel door.
Exactly right.
Well, you also don't have to worry about the weight.
Right.
You
that too.
Because you'd have to use an engineered hardwood in there.
Absolutely. Extremely versatile product, really, really making some serious waves. And the biggest talk of that show were these LVP, LVT products. It's everybody's got one. Everybody's developing one. This is, I think, the future. We're just scratching the surface now.
LVP, luxury vinyl plank. Or luxury vinyl tile.
Right, and it's just the plank makes it look like wood, and the tile makes it look like non-wood. Yeah. Right.
And luxury vinyl, those two words just don't go together.
But when you look at it, it does. When you look at it, it does.
When you see it, yeah.
And you know what? It's really taking off in like the rental communities. Because it's very, very easy to maintain. If their renters and tenants damage it, they can pop out a board, replace it. So you're seeing a lot more of it in the rental communities as well.
Oh, it makes so much more sense. Because, they're throwing their wet towels down on the floor and not picking them up.
Yeah, renters wreck, the people who don't care.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and I was at New City Development down in the city.
Yeah.
And that's a high-rise rental unit. And that's in the hallways, it's in all the units, is all the vinyl.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, the looks are the visuals are so unbelievably lifelike that unless you get on your hands and knees and you start kind of feeling, and even then, you can't really even tell. I mean, there's very little downside. The only downside is that you can't manipulate it, right? So if I want to change its look or its color, that's really where wood is still king. Mm-hmm. But for durability and ease of use, you can't beat it.
So like a lot of the new carpets that are out, is this a recyclable product?
It is recyclable, and as a matter of fact, Rich, a lot of the manufacturers that we work with, they're actually using recycled materials to manufacture some of these. So it
would offer lead points.
Absolutely.
And cradle to grave.
Absolutely right.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I think it's
great.
Well,
no, that's important nowadays. I mean, a lot of the new carpet, I'm not a huge fan of carpets in a way, but, a lot of the new carpets, if the manufacturers will actually take them back because it's recycled then.
Right, they have to be nylon, but yes, absolutely. They can't recycle a polyester, but they can recycle the nylons.
Right.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the new vinyl stuff. You guys do the traditional wood flooring.
Absolutely, yeah, still a huge part of our business.
And sand and refinish?
Correct.
What about if you scratched up the floor a lot? Can you still get that kind of stuff out? Like where the chairs slide back and forth at the kitchen table?
Yeah, it depends. I mean, if it's just a surface scratch, we have a process where we can come in and we can buff the floors and lay down a single coat of urethane.
What if it's a little darker in that area where the chairs go back and forth?
Ron, I'm coming over. I keep telling you that.
Is this a personal question?
I'm trying to get around the schedule.
There's some history behind this question.
All right, I got it.
But can someone just take like a sander and like sand those areas off?
They can, but they shouldn't.
And just sand that little bit?
We will be seeing them when they're done.
Yeah. It's nothing like the rings in the floors.
Oh, yeah. No, okay.
There you go.
Well, hang on 1 second here. Let me just try this. Call 847-674-7500. There you go.
Excellent.
That's all I could find.
That's okay. That's good enough. That's great.
So, again, your information?
So, Mr. Floor Company's located at 3828 West Oakton Street in Skokie.
Shots at 1 o'clock on every Saturday.
Shots at 1 o'clock. We cater in a lunch.
But you got to mention Robbie's name.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
That. Yes. You can also visit us and find us online at MrFloor.com or simply call us at 847-674-7500.
Hey, Igor, don't we have a coupon code?
Yes, Aaron. So for the clients that are looking to purchase our phenomenal cleaning products, use the promo code WCGO, and you'll get a nice little treat.
Oh, there you go. So you get a discount.
Yep.
Go to Mr. Floor.
MrFloor.com.
And they're all non-toxic, environmentally safe.
Absolutely. Developed by us. It's taken us well over a decade to put them together. As a matter of fact, on your show, we rolled out our cabinetry cleaner.
Yeah.
Which has really taken off. And, again, just a phenomenal line of products.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate it, guys. We'll see you again next month. I guess we're going to do a Mr. Floor monthly.
Yeah, sounds great.
And bring
great.
In latest topics, latest floor trends.
Absolutely.
It's going to be awesome. So I appreciate your time, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
See you.
We'll be back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House. This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.